Time to open the mail. Last week, Scott Simon spoke with Jerry Timmons about the BBC's ending its shortwave operations in North America, Australia, and the Pacific Islands. During that conversation, Scott remarked on how reassuring BBC broadcasts are in the more remote areas of the world. Arne Christensen responded from cyberspace. Mr. Christensen remembered listening to the BBC when he was a merchant marine. Quote, at night, somewhere in the middle of the ocean, I would tune in to the various BBC broadcasts. Somehow, listening to the radio kept me a little connected to the rest of the world. When Iraq invaded Kuwait, I was on a ship anchored in Kuwait Harbor. The BBC was the first we heard of the invasion. We kept listening all day as the engineers worked to repair our ship so we could leave. In Austin, Texas, Mary Jo Powell stands up for the correct use of the word notoriety. Ms. Powell says Scott was in error when he said John Lee Hooker's duet with Bonnie Raitt brought him notoriety. It made him famous, says Ms. Powell, not notorious. She explains the difference. Quote, let's see. Jesse James was notorious. Abraham Lincoln was famous. Mother Teresa was famous. She does not have notoriety. Mae West was notorious. Well, thank you, Ms. Powell. Think getting your letter read on Weekend Edition makes you notorious or famous. Find out. Write to us. The post office address, Weekend Edition, Saturday, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Email is wesat@npr.org. And please tell us where you come from and how to pronounce your name.